Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk
along the avenue. We're going to do things a little bit different on this live Sunday global transmission. I'm going to open the phones up very, very early. In fact, in the third segment of the broadcast, here in about 20 minutes. Macron, the youngest French president ever, Napoleon in makeup is what they're calling him, just won by 65 to 35%, more than a 20% lead on Marie Le Pen. Now, here's the deal. I looked at the scientific polls, and I read the fine print on them, how they carried the polls out, the methodology, as they call it, and she was dead heat behind or ahead of him in polls that were giving him 5, 10, 15, 20 points, depending on the poll. So something is rotten in the state of the Parisian capital today. Now, it's already basically midnight in Paris, and they have announced that Macron has won the French presidency by an emphatic margin. Two things happened here. Either the French capitulated like they did to Hitler. Oh, you can search engine. 2 weeks after the French lost to Hitler, their main military stood down on the Maginot Line. The British Expeditionary Force fled to the coast in Dunkirk. Most of the French military leadership just signed up as Nazis. They'd done it before the war even started as covert agents and became the Vichy French down in the south of France. That's how France was run by the Nazis so quickly. There wasn't a French resistance the last year or so of the war. So either France has just sold out to Germany again, as Le Pen said. You'll either be ruled by me as a woman or by Angela Merkel. She said that in last week's debate. Either they have just wanted to be trendy. They want their pension funds. They want to be ruled by the EU. They just believe the lie of going along with the system. They're playing into the froggy penchant for surrender. Or, as the poll numbers show, there was massive election fraud. Up on Real Alex Jones on Twitter, also on our Prison Planet Live Twitter with Paul Watson, we have the news and the reports there where they were sending out ballots with no Marie Le Pen on them all over the country. So this just got announced the last 45 minutes. I mean, when I started doing live feeds earlier on Facebook and YouTube, it was postulated that he was the winner with a landslide. Now he is the winner, Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Macron is now the winner.
This will be a day long remembered.
We've seen, I mean, there's photos, you can Google these, of him at the knees, worshiping on his knees to Angela Merkel, who's opened the borders up to the Islamicist, who is absolutely letting Europe be captured by Islam, who is merging the EU with the Muslim countries. This is incredible. So that's all coming up. I want to take your calls. Also, I have challenged Stephen Colbert to be a man. He's an actor posing as a reporter who poses as a satirist who then puts out ridiculous lies about myself, President Trump, and others. And then says, oh, it's just satire. But he says he's not satirical now as Stephen Colbert hosting the CBS Late Show that was, of course, the barony previously of an actual good comedy genius with quite a bit of art to his brain, but still a liberal. And, of course, that was David Letterman. But you have a pure actor up there who then hides behind being an actor and hides behind his 100-plus writers, 19 of them full-time, 17 of them men. Where's the glass ceiling there? And he won't debate me. It's not that I need to go on a show. He attacks me almost every night. It's that they're such cowards, they would never stand against a real man who, because he's a real, real, real man, who doesn't have a teleprompter or writers. He just sits there in these skits posing as if he's this big intellectual. But he's not as bad as Bill Maher. The weasel with that you-know-what eating grin on his face. The turd gobbler. The turd goblin. Bill Maher. Well, I've talked to a lot of Hollywood folks at dinner. They say that at dinner he just starts bringing me up. He's been obsessed with me for over a decade. And he's come out and accused the president of incest, basically. What if I said Bill Maher has sex with his family? Of course, it's satire.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When I started out on air 20 years ago, you never heard the term information war. Now it's all over the news. And InfoWars, with our amazing audience of activists and myself and the great crew, is changing the world. We're shattering the cultural mores of the establishment. We're exposing their false paradigms. We're exposing their tyranny, their hypocrisy, and so much more. And so they are arrogantly following the path of tyrants throughout history, like elephants going to a boneyard to die. They are trying to censor us, trying to shut us down, and creating facsimiles. With The Late Show, with Stephen Colbert, and with Viacom and CBS and Showtime, with shows like Homeland and Law and Order, there are five national shows I know of that every week admittedly have an Alex Jones character on them, who they admit is Alex Jones, who they then put words in the mouth of racism, of hate, of disinformation that I never said or never did, in their attempt to psychologically condition and inoculate with poison in the minds of the people before they ever get sent a link to one of our videos or one of our articles or one of our guests. The system is scared of us, showing not how powerful we are, but how incredibly pathetic they are. And that's why the teleprompter actors posing as satirists, really just political propagandists, the Bill Maher's and the Stephen Colbert's of the world, attack me continually and attack the liberty movement continually, because they know we're not reading off teleprompters. They know we're true classical constitutional, classical liberals, paleoconservatives. The modern terms mean nothing. They know we hold the light in the dark of the night. And they're scared of that. Macron, the protege of Hollande, in a landslide 65-35, has won the election with more than 20 points. The 39-year-old investment banker who works for the Rothschild family, can't make that up, who was trained in the most government elite school for politicians, who is the right-hand man of Hollande, ran as an anti-establishment guy in a 13-way race. In the runoff, he was dead heat with Merkel, his master. He was, of course, in a dead heat with the head of the nationalist populist party, Marie Le Pen, who said that you will either vote me in as your leader or you'll have a woman ruling you. A woman's going to be running this country, France, one way or another, she said last week. You're either going to be under me, elected-wise, or you're going to be under the EU dictatorship run by Angela Merkel. You can look at this two ways. Either massive peer pressure manipulated the French to go along with this, and they're totally into style. They're crippled by being seen as insiders after Napoleon's conditioning and Hitler's occupation, which they gave into and actually welcomed, and the French lined the highways praising Hitler as he rolled into Paris. I mean, they've been learning for a while since Napoleon to roll over or get killed. Hell, the Romans conquered France. They called it Gaul. So I guess for a couple thousand years, they've been learning to grab their ankles. But the French have great culture and, you know, under military control, that they've been great soldiers. But it's very, very sad to see their servile, feudal nature continue on. But either they had their election stolen from them, and the polls show that's probably what happened. A lot of ballots went out without even having Marie Le Pen on them, according to the news. Or they were enslaved by propaganda and went along with it. But either way you slice it, they didn't go the way of Britain pulling out of the unelected EU they never voted to enter. Obama told England, you better vote to stay in the EU. That, of course, blew up in their face, and we called it the kiss of death. But Obama endorsed Emmanuel Macron, and it was the kiss of victory, I guess, from Obama. What do you think is really happening here? We've seen Iceland pull out of globalism. We've seen Italy vote a few months ago, 5 months ago, to not be part of the EU expansion, to give up their liberties. We've seen a lot of other countries pulling out of globalism. We see nationalism rising. The globalists have said we've got to defeat Trump or he will overthrow our whole system. It's not that Trump's perfect, but he's actually becoming our new president. He's actually becoming an American president. He's actually transferring power back to the country. He's actually acting like the president, not taking orders from the TPP or the IMF or the World Bank or the World Trade Organization. And Halan said 6 months ago that his job was to use the power of the government under national security to make sure Marie Le Pen didn't win when she was in the polls leading then. They indicted her criminally for criticizing Islam. That's illegal. Saying it's the biggest threat to France since Hitler invaded in 1941. Halan, in a sly dig at Le Pen, says French president on a mission to fight rise of populism. Know this, we've come from nobody knowing the Federal Reserve was foreign owned and private 10 years ago to most people knowing it. We've come from people not knowing there's a private corporate global government called the New World Order to most people knowing it. And seeing nationalism grow. So as negative as a lot of this news is, a lot of very, very positive things are happening. I want to take your calls on this subject and pick your brain in live time on that. But I also want to talk about actors posing as journalists who then fall back claiming they're actors involved in satire. With Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert, and people saying horrible lies about myself, about President Trump, you name it. And now Bill Maher has come out. We'll play the clip here in a moment. On his show Friday on HBO that's been parodied by the mainstream media everywhere. He's like the vice president of the Democratic Party. He's the vice president of the shadow government. The president, Stephen Colbert. That's their hope. That's their God, is a fake playing the part of another fake who's a satirist who won't tell you it's satire. Saying that Ivanka Trump probably, it's more visual, gives sexual favors to her father and sexually services him. And that she's their hope. And what's the big message here? Ivanka and Jared Kushner, Democrats. Jared Kushner's father, an indicted kingpin. His associates, convicted prison time kingpins, like his father. With his stupid 666 Fifth Avenue address or whatever. In love with themselves. They go grovel to the left. They do all this. They go meet with Merkel. They call for open borders and Muslim invasions. And what do you get? You get the media trashing you everywhere. You get Bill Maher claiming you have sex with your father. And Bill Maher can hide and say, oh, it's just satire. No, it's a way to get him in the headlines and then say it's a joke later. Imagine if I said Barack Obama was having sex with his daughters. I'm not saying that. They'll probably run with it and say I did. That's how deceptive MSM is. But you think about that. You think about all the different ways Stephen Colbert and his Tuck Buckford character and other times he just attacks me openly and has said things I never said or never did. And then the audience says, oh, well, it's just comedy. But it's not comedy when Stephen Colbert edited a tape 3 months ago where I said I'm not anti-gay and you edited out I'm not. You had me say I'm anti-gay, and then renting a house, the woman came and banged on the door the next night, said, you work for Alex Jones, don't you? These guys are actually pretty liberal. And one of them said, yeah. And she said, well, this guy's name's on the lease. You're not welcome. Get out of here. I'm throwing the other guy out. Totally illegal what she did, but she didn't care. I didn't say it, but it didn't matter. She wanted to involve herself in aggressive behavior watching Stephen Colbert and have somebody thrown off the air. Have somebody thrown out of their house. And that's the thing. They always want conservatives or libertarians or people that just aren't globalist traitors to their country thrown out of their jobs, thrown out of the air, thrown off their shows. But when it comes to them, they just say, oh, it's just satire. Like if I said Stephen Colbert robs banks or Stephen Colbert is a child molester or Stephen Colbert is a member of the KKK, but then later said, oh, it's satire. They don't even say it's satire when they say similar stuff about me. They just are a satire show, but their viewers don't know it. So when we come back, I'm going to play the attack on Ivanka Trump and President Trump saying, you know, our savior was supposed to be Ivanka Trump, but she's not going to save him. You know, belittling a woman like she has no power but sexual power. See, why is it the left can be the most misogynistic, vulgar, hateful groups they want, but then nobody else even has free speech? Because they're the anointed by Sumner Redstone. They're the anointed by the big media. They're the anointed by HBO to do whatever they want. Because they're God. We're the little people. They're the elites. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word about the transmission. You are unstoppable.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Famous Hollywood stars can be caught having sex with little kids, like Roman Polanski. And top Democrats and top movie stars come out and say, let him come back to the U.S., get rid of his sentence. You can have Democrats involved in the wildest sex parties, the most illegal stuff you can imagine, pedophilia, it all comes out, nobody gets in trouble. But if conservatives say that the NFL is trying to push black quarterbacks and make them succeed no matter what, like Rush Limbaugh said, they say for 2 years, boycott him, he's got to be taken off the air. When it's clearly just his opinion. But then they say that the Patriots are racist because a third of their team or whatever is white. You know, it's white supremacism or whatever. Totally insane. But then you can have Bill Maher. It's not as powerful on radio. It's on television. He simulates Ivanka Trump having sex with her father and says, oh, daddy, and it's super creepy. It's pedophilic. It's not just misogynistic in their own liberal terms, but it's very, very incestuous. But that's okay, see. He can say kill people, kill kids, clear up the highway, I want euthanasia. But then when he says, oh, Alex Jones is evil and bad, he doesn't believe the government's official story of Sandy Hook, he says kids didn't die. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't believe a word comes out of their mouths. Oh, but then they're the great guardians of everybody, and they care about the kids. And, oh, Obamacare is being repealed, and this new thing won't cover everybody. Obamacare didn't either. It's just bankrupting us. They admit it's meant to bankrupt our health care, so nobody gets good health care. It's meant to loot it. Ezekiel Emanuel. Jonathan Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you don't have attention spans. This is written by insurance companies to rob you. But it doesn't matter because Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel can all come out and cry and lie to you when they're the big corporate stooges with the best writers in the country reading off teleprompters with studio audiences of idiots told when to clap by big signs that flash up, clap, clap, clap. Are we really just a bunch of occupied morons like the French? The Germans invade France. Their whole military stands down. The French military joins the Nazis as the Vichy French. They set up a new capital outside Paris in Vichy, France, and are called collaborators. And I wanted that for the next piece coming up. Can you guys just search engine Hitler tours Paris? There's photos. There's newsreels. It's on YouTube. And you can just read the Wikipedia about it. Paris stood down. France stood down. The British ran to Dunkirk. My movie's coming out about it. Escaped off the shore. Yeah, scroll down, 1940, Hitler takes tour of Paris. Click images. Show people Hitler driving through Paris and the French waving at him and hailing him, just like the new EU system. Just type in, Hitler tours Paris, visits Napoleon's grave. You'll have thousands of photos. You'll have newsreels. You can go to YouTube. You can pull it up. And the French waving and saying, Heil Hitler! Because the French love to capitulate. They love to surrender. They love to give up. They learned under Napoleon. They learned under William the Conqueror. They learned for 1,000 years. Yeah, just type in Hitler tours France. Click newsreels. It's him driving through Paris, and the French, the Parisians are out, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. Worshipping him. The media will probably take that clip out and say, I said that. Because they're evil, like Hitler, folks. They're deceptive. They think you're dumb. I don't think you're dumb. Here it is. Yes, Hitler in Paris. And you can watch him once he gets to the big crowds. They're out there heiling Hitler. And he goes and tours it all. 2 weeks after the Germans invaded, they gave up because they'd already been sold out internally, just like the EU and Merkel now rules. Le Pen said, you'll be ruled by a woman by me, or you'll be ruled by Merkel, another woman. And they are. The polls showed, though, that they were neck and neck. I think they stole the election. They wanted a big, strong showing that nationalism's in trouble, that it's gone. It's all part of the arrogance of these people. I'm going to shoot a special report on that. I've even got color footage. Color footage of Hitler in Paris. You can type that in. It's pretty amazing. And the French hailing Hitler. That's the Stockholm Syndrome. That's the mass submission. Now, let's go ahead, though, and go to Bill Maher. Bill Maher, again, you can say, oh, it's just a joke. Oh, he's just comedy. Everybody else gets fired for saying one-tenth of this. Can you imagine if a conservative talk show host or libertarian or anybody else got up on TV and said, and Bill Maher acts like it's a talk show, not comedy. He has a comedy intro, but it's a serious show. But he hides behind that. Imagine if I or you or anybody else had a national show and then got up there and said, oh, looks like one of Obama's daughters comes in, the savior, and says, oh, daddy, let me have sex with you. That person be off the air in a day. But it's okay because it's Bill Maher. Oh, my gosh, it's him. He's allowed to. He's our enlightened one. He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our savior. Here it is, purely sickening.
A lot of us thought, oh, Ivanka's going to be our saving grace, you know, when he's about to fucking nuke Finland or something. She's going to walk into the bedroom and, you know,
yeah,
daddy. Don't do it, daddy. You know, is that how you see Ivanka?
No,
Okay.
But see, they're banning whiteboards at colleges everywhere because someone might write something bad. That's worse than writing, than banning books. That's banning writing. And everywhere they're saying can't use this term, can't use that term. Don't make jokes; it's inappropriate. Where everybody's a bunch of stuck up, neurotic, weird, arrested development, chip on the shoulder, twits who are ruined for life. Sensitivity training is basket case training now. Broke back training. And they all want that, where you can't make jokes at college, you can't have Seinfeld come to your college, you can't have even liberal comics come because somebody's offended. But then the gods are still allowed, with the scripted teleprompter crap that's been written for them, to sit up there and to lie to everybody. And to sit up there and twist and defame and demonize, and it's okay. Because they're the anointed ones. They're the gods. They're the Colberts. They're the Mars. They're better than us. They have speech. We don't. They live. We sleep. I want to take your calls on Macron winning. It's official by a huge landslide, 65 to 35, 20-plus percentage points. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I've challenged on Twitter Stephen Colbert when he attacked me more than 15 times the last month. Hey, why don't you actually have me on? Oh, but I get it. You've got to have a bunch of writers and a teleprompter. You're not a real person. You represent a whole group of people, like the mouth of Sauron. I get it. You're not your own man. But they're already attacking me every day. It's not like I need to be validated by being on their show. I became famous, affected world change, exposed the globalist with you, the listeners. We are who is important, not these teleprompter readers.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, France has voted 65 to 35, if you believe that, for Emmanuel Macron, who literally works for the Rothschild banking dynasty, was groomed by Hollande, the socialist, who's super unpopular, who's opened the borders up to Muslims, even worse. He has landslided Marine Le Pen, if you believe that, even though polls showed her in most polls ahead of him or dead heat or slightly behind. I think there's fraud here. There's evidence that's in the French news. But what a resounding supposed defeat for nationalism. And I guess coming up in another 6 years in 2022, they'll just keep bringing more Muslims in, more burning cities, tourism down by 80%. They just are committing national suicide right now. Macron wins French presidency. I want to take your calls. The toll-free number is different on the weekend than it is weekdays. My weekday show is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. This number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to John, Abel, Sean, Robert, Jacob, and others here pretty quickly. And then later I'm going to do a little bit of a history lesson on the French standing down to the Nazis, their own military founding its own government in Vichy. And that's why we hear France lost in 2 weeks. They didn't lose, they rolled over. And the French are known as wimps since then. They beat the Germans in World War I. More than 10 million people died. You can read about Vichy France, all of it. But this is either a rolling over to the EU and Angela Merkel, or it's a rolling over, just the government so corrupt it stole the election. I find it hard to believe that in scientific polls, she was ahead many of them, or dead heat, or slightly behind, and now she loses 25 points or so. 35 to 65. That's more than, that is amazing. Those stories are all up on Infowars.com right now. And by the way, it is an act of resistance to CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all the major news channels lying about us every day, saying horrible things about me that aren't true, because they know we're the resistance. We're the Americans exposing the global takeover, the TPP, the IMF, the World Bank, that Trump in his first 100-plus days has done a good job battling. But now he's starting to falter. He can't get good people in D.C. We'll talk some about that. But regardless, nationalism's rising all over the world. So there's a great awakening happening. We should be very, very positive. The frustrating thing is that the fraud machine is just going up on high. So last week, or early this week, Stephen Colbert said that Donald Trump is the Vienna sausage holster of the president of Russia. That doesn't violate FCC rules, but the FCC is investigating it. So we have decided that there's no free speech. It's like there's this famous British actor that's being investigated in Ireland. He's an Irish actor but lives in England because he came out and said, man, if God's real, he sure is a sadist. He's being investigated for blasphemy. We don't want to become the Islamicist enforcers we're fighting, do we? But I said he shouldn't lose his job for that. He's a satirist. He's a comedian. He can say that Trump's the butt boy if he wants. That's not attacking anybody. That's not attacking some group. But notice how we're already in the box. If we say that Stephen Colbert doesn't have the right to say what he wants, well, then we don't have the right. If you want to be anti-homosexual, that's your issue. If you want to be pro or neutral or tolerant, that's your issue. But we've now gotten to the point where, oh, don't worry, what he said isn't homophobic. So it's okay that he says that the president's engaging in oral sex on a foreign leader. But what he meant by it clearly was saying he's an agent of Putin. He's a brown noser. He's a butt boy. It wasn't meant even in that. But they expand it where can't have whiteboards, can't have brown bags, can't have Cinco de Mayo parties at your high school or your frat because it's cultural appropriation. It's total racism being inculcated to make us all a bunch of basket cases at each other's throats. We're not learning reading, writing, arithmetic. We're learning political correctness. We're learning how to be paralyzed. We're learning how to not have speech. The colleges are the opposite of open, free societies. So I said, don't take his free speech, but see, he's busy out saying he's glad Bill O'Reilly got fired. He's out busy saying, let's police other people's speech. So that's what makes it so sick, is that Bill Maher wants political correctness. He wants free speech restrictions. So does Stephen Colbert, except they don't have to be under it. And they hide behind it being satire as they pose as news reporters and claim they're not being satirical. When they say that, I don't know the name of my children, or I'm a racist, or I'm a homophobe, or all these other lies. They hide behind that. But then when they do something that clearly could be construed as that, oh, it's okay because they're liberal. They're allowed to have their free speech. They're above the law. They're the superclass. They're the elite. I don't need to go on Colbert's show to get famous or popular. I'm already on it almost every night. But it shows how there's teleprompters, how it's all prescripted, and how scared they are on a Bill Maher. I turned down The View last week. I turned down Charlie Rose's show last week because they weren't live. They wanted to tape. The View's bigger than Colbert. But the point is that people, oh, you wish you were on Colbert. I'm on Colbert, a facsimile of me. When he attacks me by name, when he makes up what I've said as Stephen Colbert, which he claims isn't an actor, which is an actor, which is a persona. Then he says I'm fake and I say I'm an actor. No video of me saying that. They'll play clips of me in the news where I'm saying outrageous things as a character, and they say, oh, he really means that. And I'm saying, no, I'm playing a character to illustrate things there, just like Stephen Colbert. But what I stand for at the end of the day is sovereignty, nationalism, free market, true capitalism, religious freedom, classical liberalism. Because those people that read off teleprompters and have a bunch of writers and who aren't real, of course they want to say the real man, Alex Jones. Let's turn the document cam on and scan this studio for folks. There's a TV I'm looking at. There's a computer. There's another computer with calls coming in right over here to the right. Right there, you've got the TV screens. And then you've got a call center here where I can take the calls. That's what I have in here. I don't have anything else in here in this little pocket old radio studio I've been in 11 years. So there you go. In fact, let's try to, it's up so high, but let's try to shoot to the window if we can. Now let's show people. There's like three guys in there, a totally tiny audience for a radio slash TV show that reaches millions of people. You guys wave at them. There you go. That's what's in there. There's no teleprompters. There's no writers. There's no nothing. It's just me, my intellect, and history. And then Colbert can do things that nobody else is allowed to. And so can Bill Maher. And all I'm saying is that's wrong. You guys shouldn't call for the end of free speech. You shouldn't call for censorship all day when you live by it. And when I'm being censored by Google, and I'm being blocked on Twitter and YouTube, and they're trying to strangle me while you misrepresent who I am and build a straw man doppelganger to defame me, I can't even respond on my own platform. As radio stations were on, call me and say, we're getting calls offering us $500,000 to take you off by national sponsors. And a lot of them say, we're going to keep you on even though your show has good ratings, but doesn't even bring in close to that money. We're keeping you on for America. If you're listening to us on local stations, you better send them $10, $50, $100. You better thank them. You better become a local sponsor because there's a total war trying to shut us down. This is the real fight for America. This is 21st century information war. And if they can shut us down, they can shut everybody down. Let's go out to break with Colbert making his Johnson Holster comment that he's under investigation for hate speech by the FCC. When did the FCC have hate speech jurisdiction? Here it is.
Get the gloves off. Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it disgrace the nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the BLOTUS. You're the glutton with a button. You're a regular gorge Washington. You're the president. But you're turning into a real pricktator.
Not a dictator. He's elected.
You attract more skinheads than free Rogaine.
Goes back to the whole race thing.
More people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Stephen Colbert's attacked me, let's not exaggerate, more than 50 times that I know of. When he was Daily Show, when he was doing CBS Late Night, taking over David Letterman. I mean, I don't even watch those shows very often. When I do, it's very well written. It's very funny. Even though I'm informed, I mean, I know most of it's complete lies. Still, I get why people like him. So in the last month, he's really been attacking me. I mean, we're talking almost every day. So I've sent him private messages to the character he created. He admits is based on me, Tuck Buckford, and to his official CBS show, and then to his official Stephen at Home site, and no responses, obviously, because he's such a God creature, to me saying, have me on. I mean, normally when he's attacking Trump, Trump's been on the show, or he's attacking Bill O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly's been on a bunch. I'm this major part of the show. He has a character based on me, and I'm not on. I'm on with edited clips, which does the same thing. People go, God, who's Alex Jones? And then we get more listeners. I mean, our listeners have only gone up because those are big shows. Mainstream news, mainstream TV, mainstream stuff like that has no viewers. But Colbert has a big audience. Super Bowl has a giant audience, and that's where there's the anti-family ads, the anti-gun ads. I mean, you look at this, these people are out to get us. Hollywood is out to get us. It's incredible. And they can make whatever jokes they want. They can make up whatever they want. They can say that, you know, Trump's having sex with his kids. It's all okay. They can say, I'm a racist. They can say, Trump's a racist, and none of it's true. And the message is to everybody else, you shut up and do what you're told, or we're going to call you racist. I remember MSNBC over and over again would say, Alex Jones is deeply racist. They never show a clip. It was because I was criticizing Obamacare, a giant screw job. And so now, can we pull up that article that was Friday? Clifford Cunningham, where the New Yorker magazine openly says they want to overthrow President Trump. I did some reports on that on Friday with David Knight. But here they are in the New Yorker magazine, one of the most elite publications out there, saying, we're secretly meeting to overthrow Trump. We may just have a coup d'etat. Well, that's also being prepared by the shadow government. I mean, forget Trump. Forget who he is. They're just calmly reporting on it when he's killing NAFTA, killing GATT, killed TPP, $3 trillion in the stock market, hundreds of billions of new jobs, 500,000 new jobs already here. I mean, he really is. The globalists have sold us out, folks. We were the richest country in the world. We had half the wealth. He's really turned us back on. So they have 200 psychologists and psychiatrists violating the Goldwater Rule from 1964, 68. It went on three times, going on TV saying he's mentally ill when they're not allowed to diagnose from a distance. Plus, their science is mainly a bunch of quack crap. It's just a made-up stuff in Germany 200 years ago to control populations. Sure, is there some labels you put on crazy people? Are there crazy people? Yeah. But psychiatrists and psychologists can't even agree with each other on the hundreds of new designations they've got. But Trump's crazy because he works his ass off and is a trailblazer and defeated the mainstream media. No, he's real and they can't stand him. Does that mean he's not making mistakes? Absolutely not. Saying Assange should be arrested when Assange put you in office and you said, give us more stuff, Assange. That's dishonorable. Going with that clear false flag in Syria when the rebels have been caught repeatedly staging chemical attacks on themselves to launch a pretext for war. I get why you did to look strong for China and the rest of it, but they're never going to stop saying you're a Russian agent. Trump tweeted today, Hillary's in bed with the Russians and the Chinese. Why are they still saying I'm a Russian agent? Because you're an American out for America, and they're globalists, so they're going to say that you are what they are, sir. Trump's biggest mistake was getting in office, trying to be presidential, trying to bury the hatchet. They're not going to bury the hatchet with you. You could roll over to them. They'll never stop trying to destroy you. Look at Ivanka kissing their ass, going over to Germany, saying open the borders up to Muslims, saying her daddy's wrong. That gets them attacking her more in MSM. They see weakness. That's got them saying you have sex with your daughter. Let's get Bill Maher ready one more time. For radio listeners, you just kind of hear him making jokes, but he physically, you know, implies the act of her having sex with her father. Oh, daddy, you know, on top of her father. You're like, oh, this is a family show. That's what they're doing on their so-called news show that's politically incorrect, his old name for it. Real time, real horse manure with a little coward reading off a teleprompter with 100 writers. Bill Maher, who wants to defame me and Trump and everybody else, but would never dare have us on his show. Why do they want to shut InfoWars down? Because they know we got a bigger audience than they do. I'm going to go to John, Abel, Sean, Robert, Jacob, Tony, Jared, Dakota, John, and others here in a moment. Roger Stone's on the last 30 minutes of breaking news. But before I go any further, I know you guys are printing me off that Clifford Cunningham article. Democrats, I just need it in here. I just physically want it. Thanks. Headline, Democrats meet in secret in Congress to discuss removal of Trump. And then the New Yorker magazine discusses the whole thing. I want you to understand, that's a big deal, folks. Because if they can remove a president you elected, they can take your pension fund. And they've already done it in Europe, and they're getting ready here. And once they've taken over much of your pension fund, once they've done things like that, they think you'll just roll over even more. They want full control over you. There it is, report. Congress holding secret conversations about removing Trump. critics pushing impeachment or removal under the 25th Amendment, saying he's mentally ill. And in the article, it says they've got members of his administration. Yeah, Jared Kushner, his own daughter. They're all scared to death that he actually won. They're all scared to death this is happening. They don't know what to do. The plans of their houses got leaked by the Secret Service. They better roll over real quick. Listen, Kushner and Ivanka, you're all in a man's world now. Grow a pair of huevos, rancheros, or be destroyed. Let me go to that clip again. Here is Bill Maher putting down the minion that's trying to capitulate and run up a white flag to him. And he tells her, listen, I'm not a liberal. I'm going to bitch slap you, Ivanka. I'm going to pimp you out. Just like pimp game. Girl's run over by a car. She's been pimped out to 5,000 men. She's got diseases. Hair is all falling out. Cigarette burns. She gets hit by a car. A pimp walks in front of her mama. She says, baby, I'm going to get back on that street next week. I'm going to get you that money. He goes, you bet a bitch. The mama says, hey. And they ask the pimp, what do you give her? I give her nothing. None of the money. She's lucky I give her a bucket of chicken. The mama says, look what you did to my baby. You can punch it up on my screen. 1940, Hitler in France visiting Paris. Just type in Hitler visits Paris. You can watch the French hiling Hitler. 2 weeks after he invaded, the whole French military rolled over to Hitler. They'd already made backroom deals to run things out of Vichy, France. And it's hardly even in the history books now. It's the same thing. The French just rolled over to Macron, run by the Germans, run by the globalists. It's all a big sick joke. This isn't even the good footage. I've seen documentaries with the French line on the roads hiling Hitler. Look at this right here. Vichy France is the common name for the French state headed by Marshal Philippe Pétain during World War II. In particular, represents the southern unoccupied green zone that governed the southern part of the country. From 40 to 42, while the Vichy regime was the normal government of France as a whole, Germany military occupied northern France. Thus, the Paris renamed de jure capital of France, Vichy. They rolled over. France wasn't in World War II. But that's not even taught in the kids' little... Oh, yeah, let's go back to it. Here's Hitler visiting Notre Dame in the capital. And we got Hitler visiting Napoleon Bonaparte's grave. Isn't that just cute? And that's what the French have done again. It's capitulated, just like they did during Hitler. But see, I'm a weirdo. I know facts and history. So then they teach the pseudo-intellectual fake left and stuff. Oh, don't be freaked out by him. He knows all this. He's a conspiracy theorist. He made all that up. Like 15 chimpanzees tied up to typewriters. It's all just jibble-jabble. None of it's real. We're just doing everything we can to shut him down. Let's go to Bill Maher, the puppet, reading off his written script, saying that Donald Trump has sex with his daughter. Here it is.
A lot of us thought, oh, Ivanka's going to be our saving grace, you know, when he's about to fucking nuke Finland or something.
Let's delay that.
She's going to walk into the bedroom and, you know,
yeah,
daddy. Daddy.
Oh, daddy.
Don't do it, daddy. You know what?
Don't do it, daddy. To be controversial, I had to dump the F word. I forgot that was in there. She walks in the bedroom. She performs sex on him. Anybody else does that, they're destroyed. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come right back to your calls. Give the Colbert clips a lot more. John, Abel, everybody get ready. Start your engines. Second hour. Hey, they're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. Spread the links. Infowars.com/show. Spread the articles. Spread the videos. We're kicking their butt. Let's continue it. They cannot stand our active information war challenging these elitists, these frauds. And we've got a bunch of specials that end tomorrow. 30 to 40% off our high-quality supplements, water filtration systems, T-shirts, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, and a lot of people hear somebody yelling about the people having the power. That's what created the wealth, the industry, the ideas. If not, we have stagnant North Korea or ancient feudalism. But people hear that and think, oh, that's scary. Yeah, freedom is scary, isn't it? All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. I pulled up more footage of Hitler returns to Germany from France, and just the French out parading, hailing Hitler. I found some of the footage I knew I'd seen before of them hailing him. And I guess they're doing it again for Macron. I mean, did they steal the election by 30 points against Le Pen? Or do they really just submit this bad, wanting to be domesticated, scared of freedom? I hate to run down the French. They helped us found our country. They used to be very smart, very warlike, very inventive, very strong people. But I guess Napoleon killed half their military age men, and they just, all the fighters are dead. French used to be taller than Brits, but Napoleon liked to put the tall guys in the front line to intimidate people. So I don't blame the French. They just learned to roll over. They don't want to have the Brexit. They want to be ruled by the EU. They want to be slaves. They want the socialist parties to be tax-exempt and rule over them. Bondage is their god. We'll talk to John in Canada, Abel, Sean, Robert, Jacob, Tony, Jared, Dakota, John. Who's up first here? Let me look at these calls. Up first, and let's talk to John in Canada about the election in France. Go ahead.
Greetings from the former People's Republic of Canada with a K. How are you today there, Alex?
You know, I'm just bummed out. Do you think it was rigged through media control and manipulation or rigged at the ballot box?
I really don't know. I haven't been following that it that close, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if it was rigged. It just seems like everything is just going so fast, so crazy. I really don't know what to say. Like, they're bringing out, like, nationalism is the big enemy, and they don't want to hook up socialism with that national socialist ideal, right?
No, they don't. But that's what's crazy, is that France is now under German control, not the German people, but the Germans are running the EU, and it's just crazy to see France again conquered by Germany.
Yeah. Another thing is I'm seeing it all through the media, how everything nationalistic. Like, personally, being nationalistic is, I like my country. I think my leaders should stick up for their country before other countries.
If you're not nationalistic, you're global, then your interests are sold out. You need the nation to stick up for the people's interest, or you get one-sided deals. But
exactly.
under globalism, it says don't look out for yourself. Be a chump, be an idiot.
Exactly, man. Even the movie about Einstein, or the series about Einstein, Genius, they're bringing nationalism into that, like, big time. And, yeah, it was there, but it wasn't socialist. They're not bringing out the whole socialistic issue of it, you know? They're vilifying anything. Like, even in Canada, we got this series called The Handmaid's Tale, which is just disgusting. It's propaganda. You know, you don't see Christians hanging people with cranes.
I was about to say, The Handmaid's Tale is coming back out. It was a 1980s film with Robert Duvall, where Christians basically act like Islam and enslave women. And then, meanwhile, it's Christianity that empowered women and ended slavery. So they reverse it with new Hollywood movies coming out with interviews about how horrible Christians are putting hoods on women's heads when that's what Islam does. Don't you love it? Meanwhile, the feminists are putting on hijabs now, USA Today, in solidarity with Islam.
Yeah. Exactly. I just see stuff just going so crazy. You know, I see people in online forums, like people showing up that haven't been there before, and they're guarding. They break forum rules. I don't know, Alex. You know, all I got to say is thanks for everything. You rock. And can I just add one more thing?
Of course, you're live on air, brother.
Okay, man. About 10 years ago, you were on one of your famous rants about, you know, having kids and everything else. And you might be a little embarrassed by it, but thanks, because I kind of listened to it, and my wife was pressing me to have kids, and I said, well, yeah, let's do it. Now I got two beautiful children, and you kind of had me take a second look at that, man.
Aren't they the best thing in the world?
They're awesome, man. It's great.
And they're funny. They're entertaining. They're hilarious. They're like my best friends, but I'm also their dad, and I just... All I want is a good world for them. And then you're investing in the future. By having children, you become humanity. You then literally merge with it all.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Hour number two. Roger Stone coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue with your calls. I want to race through your calls right now. Macron, the Rothschild banking agent, the Hollande globalist, has won by 65% reportedly in France. They have their election started on Saturday in a runoff between, of course, Marine Le Pen and himself. And he's now won. Was it a victory of media propaganda? Because in polls, she was a dead heat or ahead of him. Or have they engaged in massive election fraud? There's a lot of evidence. There's videos on Infowars.com. There's videos on my Twitter at Real Alex Jones of the ballots coming in without Marie Le Pen on them. Hollande, the outgoing socialist president, said he would use national security to stop Le Pen being elected. But think about how nationalists and patriots and populists are now either winning or almost winning everywhere in the world. We've come a long way. Globalism is in crisis. All right, Abel. Let's go to California and talk to Abel. Abel, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Dude, Alex the Man Jones. How you doing, man?
Good. What do you think about the situation in France?
Dude, before I get to that, look, I know you got a lot of people listening. I hope there are. So I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'll make it as quick as I can. I've been supporting you now for I've been a fan of you guys for a while now. I called last time, and I'm so blessed to be able to call back. And I'm sorry about that. I just want to say I am a huge fan.
We're not screening your calls. A lot of folks call. They want to be screened live on air. You're on air right now. Go ahead and say what you want.
Thank you, man. I love it. First off, you know, it's okay. I don't want to curse, but you know, it's BS, man. Okay, the people were robbed. The people were straight up robbed. You know what? People want to play patty cake. They want to go ahead and say, no, no, no. You know what? Enough with that. People, I don't know about you, but I am ticked off. I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of seeing people being screwed, okay?
I don't know how Le Pen was ahead in the polls or a dead heat or behind a little bit, and then she loses by 25 points magically. I mean, it sounds really suspicious. But the French have gone into Stockholm syndrome, before. They like to be cuckolded, at least in some of their most recent past. But you're saying your gut tells you that the French government or the EU stole the election?
Look, you see, that's what it's always going to come down to. It's always going to come down to, unless you have the facts, unless you have this, unless you have that. You know what, man? We need to look past that little stuff already. We know what's going on. We see what's going on. And any time we go ahead and we play the little game of, you don't have proof, guess what happens with us? You know what?
No, I hear you. We know they've lied. We know they've been caught. We know they were saying that the Brexit was going to fail, but then they actually won to pull out of the EU. The EU was unelected. It's a tyranny. Thank you so much, Abel. Good points. He's super excited. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Chicago. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, big fan. First of all, I want to tell you, back in early March, I blew out my right knee. I dislocated my knee and I tore all the cartridge. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've been taking a double dose of DNA Force. I'm up walking around again. I'm not going to need surgery.
Wow.
So, it's been a lifesaver.
Well, since you say let me just briefly say this, because they have all these national news pieces saying I'm an actor, I'm a fraud, I voted for Obama. No proof, no nothing. They just say it, hoping listeners and viewers read it to hurt us. And they make jokes about our sleep aid knockout. I invented knockout. I was buying melatonin for myself. Sometimes I can't sleep. It was 1995. I talked to my big producers. They said melatonin's like $3 for a bottle like that. And I said, wow, it's all markup. And they said, yeah. And I said, well, I noticed melatonin won't knock me out alone. But I said, if I take L-tryptophan or if I take, that's in meat, or if I take valerian root with it when I'm not being able to sleep sometimes, it totally knocks me out. I said, can we add L-tryptophan, valerian root, and the same dose of melatonin with lemon balm, chamomile, and a key acid that accelerates together? And the scientist said, yes. So we produced a 1995 sleep aid that is changing the world. And in fact, I've got major folks wanting to put it in grocery stores right now. No one thought to put all this together. It's $15 right now, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you for saying you like DNA Force. DNA Force is not $15. It's a lot more because there's like $50 a product in just one thing in it. The BioPQQ is from the Japanese Mitsubishi America. It's the only one that's organically produced by organic. It's actually not synthetic. It's got the CoQ10, everything else in it. We're allowed to say by the FDA, because it's a drug in Europe, the BioPQQ and the CoQ10, that it is nerve regrowth factor, regenerates it, cleans out the mitochondria, This is the Rolls Royce. It's sold for 4 or 5 times this, similar brands in Europe, by medical doctors. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just wanted to back up what you're saying. We've got big discounts on it all right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't speak to what other people say. You're an actor and all that. I have a feeling that that's part of their shtick. But
it doesn't matter. I'm up here covering real issues. I'm the Easter Bunny. Of course I'm not an actor. But here's what they do. I'll do some outrageous deal, you know, in a lizard suit or as the Joker. And they go, oh, my God, do you really believe kids should die? And I go, no, I'm saying I'm the Joker. Take your vaccines. Drink your fluoride. You're going to die. I'm being an actor. Then they go, oh, you're an actor. And I go, yes, 10% of the time, 5% of the time, it's very clear when I'm doing a skit. Don't people understand satire?
Before I get to my point, I'll prove
I'm sorry to interrupt. I apologize. Go ahead.
Before I get to my proof, I'm not an actor. I'm also a Prime membership subscriber. I think that could be improved. I think that could be greatly improved. But the DNA Force, the knockout, I just got that from your...
No, you're right. We launched the paid app, and I just haven't done a lot of the live feeds and stuff. We're gonna add to that. I apologize.
Okay. Let me get to my point about Colbert and Kimmel. I know some of those guys from the 90s. I was involved in comedy, and that was my my hobby in college, a little bit outside of college. And my deal was, and you could submit jokes to these shows. And I would do that. My friends would do that. I know people that were writers on the shows. And I still know people that are writers now. And you could submit jokes, and if you got a joke that got in, you get like $88 or something. So I would do that. But back in the 80s, and this is going to get my point about Colbert and why he's goofed on you so much. Back in the 80s, Johnny Carson had 20 million people watching. Then you had Leno and Letterman back in the 90s and 2000s. And it was like 8 and 10 million people watching those shows. Now you have 2.5 million people watching Colbert at night. That's nothing. It's like 10% of what Carson did. They're making $50,000 a spot, which is nothing. The show's not profitable. And then on those late night shows, what you don't realize is every minute they have ratings, because every minute somebody's turning the show off to go to bed. So, and able to make it to that first commercial spot and that second commercial spot, what they have to do is get people to keep the television on and not turn it off. And what better way to do that than to goof on you and maybe get a half million people that listen to you out of the 40, 50 million people to watch every night. It's increasing their ad revenues, and it's getting people to watch.
You're absolutely right. The whole corporate media is a shadow of its former self. But when they play the Colbert clips on every other news channel, then it becomes big. But they're only big when they're political, and then that doesn't even help their advertisers. It helps the other shows that are playing it. So that's my point, is that I don't need Colbert. He needs me. We really do have 3 or 4 million people a day tuning into the syndicated show weekdays, a couple million to the Sunday show. Then all the derivatives, it's huge. So there's this paradigm where his show isn't big, but when it goes on all the other shows, it is big, but they only put him on the other shows when he says something horrible about myself or others to hurt me. So then how do I respond to that?
To be honest, I just goof on him. I mean, Alex, you could do his comedy. You could do the same jokes funnier than he can. I don't think he's very funny. I've never thought he was very funny. I saw him in the 90s, kind of desperate and pathetic.
I'm trying to sound nice when I say he comes off as a nice guy. The thing is, I don't hate him individually. It's weird to be attacked constantly, and then they even say that they're you, and then you don't get a... It's like they're saying I'm a Russian spy in Congress, having Defense Department hearings in the House Armed Services Committee, and then no one calls me to the committee. It's like, you know, it's like I'm a Russian agent, but no proof, and I can't go to the committee? It's just like crazy. Thank you so much. And yes, I need to update the new app. We're going to do more on that. You're absolutely right.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers?
Well, so do we!
So does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. Bam, bam, bam. To Tony, then Robert, then Jacob, then Dakota, John, and others. These callers are great, though. They're making a lot of really good points. I haven't talked a lot about Colbert and all the rest of it. It's just that they're constantly attacking me. They're constantly lying about me. And then they're constantly lying about you. And then they get away with stuff that nobody else would. They're the big liberal censors that want to censor everybody. But then they don't get censored. And I'm not calling for them to get censored. It's just, he's all defiant. I'll call whoever I want, such and such as. I call a congressman that, and they say, shut Alex Jones off the air for his homophobic slurs. When I'm in it just like Colbert did, saying that Congressman Peter Schiff is the establishment's minion. When I called him a butt boy, that's what I meant. Everybody knows what butt boy or such and such sucker means. It means you're on the payroll. You're a patsy. You're a minion. You're a puppet. And if I can't use colorful language that everybody else uses on mainline television, then what planet are we on? But again, you don't want to compete with me. Let's go to Tony in Nevada. Thanks for holding, Tony. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. I've been a listener and supporter since 2003, and I think I have some exciting news despite the election results in France on the truther front, some exciting things happening, if I could share that with you real quickly. I have been led by the Lord to be a part of a coalition of programmers and designers of games. Many of them have worked on titles such as Call of Duty. Our artist and animator works with Scott Coffin. He of Five Nights at Freddy's fame. We've pulled together a team of guys who are creating the first ever anti-Illuminati New World Order game. It'll be downloadable to Steam, Google Play, the iStore. And we're extremely excited, and I was hoping I might be able to share our website with you.
Please.
Thank you. These are Christian programmers, so we're headed up under the title Jesus is Lord Games. It's www.jilgames.com. You can go see a preview, a short preview video, and then click
and
over
say
to...
Say that slowly. Jesus is Lord.
Sorry.
Jesus is Game. Lord. I love to say that anyway.
Yeah.
It's just so politically correct.
So sorry.
Jesus
I'm
is
so
Lord Games.com.
Yes. www.jilgames.com. All one word there, .com. Thank you, Alex, for even letting us mention it. And
Let's stop one thing. I'm honored to have you call. Let's just stop. I'm honored. You're the show. You put up with me, okay? And because, look, nobody's perfect, but even a guy that's decent like me, you're on the air hours a day, you're going to say some stuff that's really obnoxious. So here's the deal. We're going to change culture by radio, TV, art, literature. It's patriots with all the new liberty-based video games that are coming out and the truly Christian films that are coming out that are outgrossing Hollywood that are financially about to break their back. We have to build our culture. We have to vote with our dollars. We have to support the truth and build something greater out of that by building an economy, building an ark, building a remnant, building a future. So don't thank me for letting you plug a video game. I want to have video games I can play with my children that are dynamic, that are professional, but are also truth-based. So I'm so excited. Tell me about JesusIsLord.com, JIL.com, this new video game.
JIL Games. Yeah, I'm so sorry. JILGames.com. But Alex,
so it's G-I-G?
Sorry. I deeply apologize. Yeah, J-I-L as in Jesus. J-I-L Games, all one word, .com. And we actually want this to bless InfoWars. Part of what we want to do is take at least a third of the money made from this game, maybe more. We're seeking God on that and everyone else in the truth community. We've been wanting to get a hold of you desperately. We want this to benefit. We want to sting them back. One of our programmers said, let's poke the dragon in the eye. With what they're doing to you, Alex, at InfoWars, with the trying to cut the advertising, they're going after Drudge. It's obvious that we're in a fight for our lives. There's no doubt we're in a fight for our lives.
That's right.
So,
the attack we're under in the last year is as much as I had in 22 years previous, all in just a few months. And it's exponential. But the great thing is, as bad as it gets, and it's hard, every time doors close, other doors open. And I've got faith in God, so don't worry about me.
Man. Well, thank you, Alex. Our hope was, anyway, just a thought that we've been wanting to fight is to supplement.
Well, that's exciting.
Help.
Tell folks about Jesus is Lord Games and this new game.
Is called The Secret of Acadian Island, and we're right now trying to pull together funds. We got the game about 20% done, and like I say, a lot of these guys have worked on Call of Duty, Five Nights at Freddy's before, you know, Scott Coffin got huge. Our animator worked with him for years. because that's like a $1 billion franchise right now, Five Nights at Freddy's. But anyway, our animation, our games are going to be powerful. They're going to, the storyline God had given me a long time ago is a script I tried to get to Mel Gibson about 2000. We're using that as the base for the game. And in there, we're wanting desperately to connect with individuals such as yourself and others. And we will literally take directly from the headlines as your character is going through the game. You're going to be dropped into an island. There's a secret underground that you're a part of. And this is based on reality right now because you've had Steve Quill and other people on. And I've talked personally with some of the people you've had.
So there's a whole breakaway civilization above ground, above ground, below ground, you name it.
Yeah, there's a lot of military out there that love this country and that have stood up at the highest levels, and you've interviewed them, okay? You've interviewed them, as others have, right? And that's what this is based on.
Well, listen, military. Let's do this. Let me put you on hold. One of the main producer, Nico Acosta, is out there. He will get your information. We'll look at the game. This is the exact type of stuff I need to promote because I don't even care about getting the money from it. I just want to win. I want things that reach out and affect change and that build an economy based on truth. That's what the globalists are scared of, is us voting with our own dollars. So all I want to do is win. So I'll put you on hold, and we'll talk to you and get you guys on as guests via Skype. You can send us clips of the game, you name it. We can talk about it because will this game save the world? No, but all of us together will, with God's help. Thank you, Tony. We'll put you on hold. Okay, let's go to Robert in California. He wants to talk about self-censoring culture. That's a great point. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, listen, I think they are pushing our buttons to where we are self-censoring. When Colbert said President Trump is a Johnson holster, he's calling all of us who voted for President Trump one. In the movie,
yeah, he's saying we're all minions of Putin. They said French that don't want to be under EU control or Russian agents. Since when did the Russians become God and run everything? I don't want to be under George Soros. Forget the Russians. If the Russians were in my business, I'd be in their face.
My God, if the Russians themselves were as popular as they say they are, they're already taking over the world.
Exactly.
Now, getting back to my statement here. In the movie American President, Dreyfus's character attacks the president's girlfriend. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie or not.
Yes.
He comes up to the podium at the end of the movie, and he starts rattling off this whole thing. President Trump needs to step up to the news podium and dot their eyes on live TV. We need to rise to the challenge. CBS, right? Isn't that
Robert? True? Robert, stay there. I'm going to come back to you after the break. I went to you late. Stay there. Don't hang up, okay? Promise? All right, we'll come back to Robert, then to Roger Stone, and more calls. Buckley, my great cousin, he's been off and on at InfoWars 22 years. He grabbed me by the shoulders before I went on air, about 30 minutes before I went on air, about 2 hours ago. And he said, Trump's problem is he isn't candidate Trump. He's trying to be presidential. He's got to go on the offense. They're his enemy. Get in there and tell him. And I said, you're absolutely right. And so let's talk about that. That's what Buckley's saying. That's what Robert's saying. It's what you're saying. Got a number 13 tattooed on my back.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of...
We're going to Roger Stone. We're getting on the line right now here in a moment, but I intended to already have him on about this topic, so I'm glad this caller called in, Robert, California, about what Trump needs to do. Talking to my crew earlier today, Trump, the candidate, was hardcore, brazen, politically incorrect. But he's taken that fire-breathing patriot and muzzled it about 90%. There's still rays of sunshine coming in. But I see the media attacking him and his family, trying to bully his aides into submission. Trump won't give in, but he's like a rock out in the middle of the ocean with big waves hitting, and he's standing strong for thousands of years and thousands more to come. If you looked at it as a metaphor, but the people around him are like sand. They're collapsing. They're flowing away. The Jared Kushners on the communist Chinese payroll, his daughter Ivanka thinking she's the president. She goes and kisses the ass of Merkel, calls for Islamists to come in, and Bill Maher jokes a few days later that she's having sex with her dad. Think of the Democrats. Saw Republicans saying things like that. If I got up here and said Obama was having sex with his daughters, I'm not saying that. The media is so corrupt, they'll probably edit that out and say I did. Just imagine. Got these weasels like Bill Maher reading off teleprompters with a huge writing staff, and Stephen Colbert, it's a joke. Roger Stone will give us his take on what Trump should do. Another breaking news here in a few minutes. But finishing up with Robert in California. You were getting started before we went to break. What does Donald Trump need to do? He needs to take the gloves off and become the man we all loved again. He's gotten so much done that's good. TPP killed, killing NAFTA and GATT, being strong to China, taking out ISIS and Al-Qaeda, $3 trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, half a million new jobs. I mean, he's an American president. That's why they hate him. He's not perfect, but he's an American. He's making the decisions. He's doing it. And all these enemies that thought we were broke back and who tried to stop him, they've been proven to be frauds. The media, all of them, they're fake polls. That's why I'm backing Trump, because I know he's for real and they hate it. Think about how bad Hillary'd be right now. But that said, we're loyal opposition. We're going to keep him true. And now, it's up on Infowars.com. Roger eloquently broke this down on Friday when he was co-hosting with me. Report, Congress holding secret conversations about removing Trump by force if need be, or claiming he's mentally ill. That's the New Yorker magazine, how Trump could get fired. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes with Roger Stone and then finish up with your calls after he's been on with us. But go ahead and make your point, Robert, because all of us eat on C-SPAN, talk radio, you name it. Not just when I rarely talk to him or Roger talks to him. Communicate to him. A man surrounded by hyenas. A lion under attack by the wolves. It's more, we should drain the swamp locally. What should Trump do? What should we do? Go ahead, Robert.
Well, like I was saying, Alex, we need to rise to the challenge. I tried to call in the other day, and I missed it by just that much. Listen, you were saying, and I feel you, I really do, you were saying that if we're not getting involved, maybe we do want them to rule over us. Who's to say Trump isn't thinking the same thing? You know, we need to knock out their comms, take out or take over their media. I mean, we need to just shout them down and do whatever it is to get them and petitions. Oh,
you know,
God,
I knew how to beat the Clintons because he has a history of rape and settling it. I knew if our listeners took action and went to every live event and screamed Bill Clinton's a rapist, it would psychologically break their will and their whole claim that Trump was a predator when there was no evidence. And I haven't thought of the slogans yet. Quite frankly, they already want to kill me, so I almost don't even want to make it about me, but who else is more prominent? I think people should get on live TV peacefully, not just call on the C-SPAN, get in front of cameras, get on at live events, go to Democratic events, go to these town halls where they're paying people to bust them in to shout down the Freedom Caucus and Trump. I think all of you, you're the answer. Just get out there and say, Infowars.com is forbidden. You'll never stop America. We know America's run by foreign banks. Infowars.com. Alex Jones is the forbidden information. Roger Stone's the forbidden information. Whatever you want to put out, we're in a total war. I, as a man, have no fear now and just am in bliss, quite frankly, even though stuff's bad for me, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to, fighting for humanity. So as bad as stuff gets in my own personal life and things, you know what? I'm manning up. And I'm not saying that as an arrogant way. I'm actually ashamed in a way that I'm not more wimpy and I don't take stuff more painfully. It's actually the worse it gets, the better, because I see how no matter what happens to this body or my name, I'm winning. The world's changing. I've changed the world. You've changed the world. So no matter what they do to me, let me tell you, at the end of the day, ain't none of the enemy done stuff I've done. And it's not that I'm trying to be some badass or have power. I don't want jets, airplanes, big mansions. I want to be a bone breaker to evil. I want pedophiles and tyrants and scum and wannabe Eddie Haskells to know I broke them. because I came from good people that were strong. We built America. We created the prosperity, and they want to feed on innocent people. There's going to be a sheepdog come out of those woods to those wolves. It don't matter if 10 wolves come down on me and I end up dying. I'm going to kill 5 of them in the process, and I've already taken out a bunch of them. And I'm not psyching myself up because I don't need to. The truth is, this is all under the surface. I'm born for this war. I'm not some psycho parasite. My feelings are so big and so deep and so strong, I'm ready to lay it all down for everybody. My family, everything's on the line. My name, my treasure, my blood. I wrote John Hancock on that Declaration of Independence, and I mean it. And being pure is the greatest form of being alive. We're going to break in a few minutes. I have Roger Stone holding, busy guy, StoneColdTruth.com, being demonized, being attacked, you name it, former head of the Trump campaign. Roger, what does Donald Trump need to do right now?
Well, he is indeed besieged by hyenas. He's a giant surrounded by midgets. Many of the people who work for him, Alex, still don't understand him, don't understand his genius, don't understand the idiosyncrasies of his leadership style. And of course, there are those who denigrate the way he goes about business, the same way they denigrated Andrew Jackson, Theodore Roosevelt, many of our other tougher and more combative.
They're
presidents.
The spectators, the lesser men that sit back and watch great men strive, fail, or succeed.
That's exactly right. They sit at the edges of the arena, pointing out where the strong man fell or where he could have done things better. But they're lily-livered. They don't have the cojones to jump in the arena themselves. I would say several things that are disturbing me, Alex, and that is I have uncovered Trump-Pence transition documents that indicate to me that virtually every person hired for second and third level positions at the Tillerson State Department was recommended by Condoleezza Rice. That Condoleezza Rice was the chief progenitor of the appointment of Rex Tillerson, something Steve Bannon knew in real time but said nothing about.
So this is Bush 3.
And that Tillerson seems to be under the sway of his deputy, also placed by Condoleezza, a never Trumper, I might add. Now, Condoleezza Rice is very, very close to Donna Brazile. They're like best friends. And you will recall that Donna Brazile was caught red-handed at CNN, handing the questions that were utilized in the debates to Hillary Clinton advance. Was also on Brazile's watch that the Democratic National Committee strove to steal the nomination from poor old Bernie Sanders. So there's a network here, and of course, Condoleezza Rice is the neocon most closely responsible.
Well, I'll stay there. I'm going to give her the floor. We come back in 3 minutes. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. Wow, you always, these breaking documents become national news the next day. We're getting an exclusive right now. He has the documents. We're obviously got to come back tomorrow if we can. We'll show the documents. This is so huge. Of how they've taken over the Trump administration through Treasury. He will break it all down in 3 minutes on the other side with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. This is big.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's our guest. Hopefully he can join me tomorrow during the weekday show to flesh this out more. We only have about 10.5 minutes left right now. Former head of the Trump campaign. I got a big Netflix show. They're saying probably the highest rated ever for Netflix. The Real House of Cards, as he exposes it, coming out here in just a few days. I'm in it as well. Look forward to actually sitting down and watching something like that. It's actually based somewhat in reality. We'll see how they spin it, but Roger thinks it may be somewhat fair. Let's see. But that's a separate issue, Roger. All I know is Trump's for real. Even when he compromises, they only come after him more. He's got a better bill now in the House passed. He's delivering like no president I ever read about in history books in the first 106-7 days. They're branding him as a failure. They're saying they want to remove him. In the New Yorker magazine, are having secret meetings about a coup d'etat or a 25th Amendment move. And then members of his cabinet are talking to the newspapers saying, oh, yeah, we're getting ready to remove him. as you always said, if he brings in people that he thinks can, quote, guide him through the goblin's nest, the big threat is, like Reagan, they'll try to remove him. So in the 10 minutes we have left, you have the floor. Lay out this amazing development, this exclusive, the documents you've gotten that the entire State Department, for a month, they wouldn't put anybody in. There was a total blockage. Now they're putting their people in, from Condoleezza Rice and Donna Brazile. What a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, Alex, this is very, very much like the situation that I encountered around President Reagan. President Reagan, like Donald Trump, knew what he believed and could not be pushed beyond it, despite the very best efforts of the establishment Republicans around him. I mean, I watched Ronald Reagan bend James A. Baker III to his will, not the other way around. And Trump is sometimes brilliant in that sense. I'll give you a specific example. Dr. Henry Kissinger began courting President-elect Trump shortly after he was reelected. Kissinger had actually sent Trump several private messages of encouragement during the campaign. Kissinger considers himself a Republican and has a low regard for the Clintons. Shortly thereafter, this courtship kind of picked up steam. And surprisingly, I am told that Kissinger was among those who opposed troops to Syria, one of the handful of experts that took that position. And I am told that on a recent trip to China, from which Kissinger has just returned, that he was carrying a message for the Chinese, presumably an effective message, because evidently it played some role in the new cooperation of the North Koreans with President Trump's initiative to have the Chinese help us on the North Korean nuclear problem. So you have a classic case here of the president taking an establishment figure but putting him to work for Trump's agenda. And at the same time, I really fear that the decision last week to block Rick Grenell as NATO ambassador made at the State Department was orchestrated by Rice and her quislings around.
So we don't just have deep state that won't leave. We have Trump through his advisors, because obviously he can't micromanage all this, putting more deep state in on top of it.
Well, if you saw the president's remarks after the historic repeal of Obamacare, he said this has united the Republican Party like nothing before. Well, yes, but it also means you can see his advisors keep telling him that that's a priority. I don't think that is the priority. The establishment Republicans, the organization Republicans, they'll get on board if the president's policies are popular. They are. And if they have, if they're free market based enough.
That's right. Trump has to be the leader. He can't sit there and try to court the Republicans.
Well, we tried this before. The first Obamacare bill, which is spilled milk. The liberals still like to talk about it. Trump never loses when he tries and fails. You never lose by fighting. You only lose when you don't fight. You only lose when you step down.
That's right. He's not a loser getting more done than any president in history just because some of what he did failed. He's hard charging. It's why they hate him. You know a man by his enemies. But incredible intel you're giving folks right now. Huge exclusives here, Roger. Keep going.
Tomorrow at 2 Eastern, we're going to name names in terms of who inside the State Department is doing Condi's bidding.
So you're coming on the show tomorrow at 1 Central, 2 Eastern.
That is correct. And I will have, we're going to name names, as they say. It's outrageous, but it's not unexpected to see that the entrenched political establishment, once they realized they could not defeat Donald Trump, then they figured out that they couldn't destabilize him and discredit him. Now they're seeking to co-opt him. And he, as I've said, he's not career politician. He hasn't hung around Washington waiting for the main chance his whole career. He didn't run for president because he needed to be someone. And he is not yet as knowledgeable about the federal system and how the government works and how Washington works just generally. Although he is a master of the news cycle, and he always manages to grab the initiative back from his critics, which I think is his great genius. The fact that they are grumbling about removing him is not at all surprising. They don't understand the idiosyncratic nature.
I was about to say, he is winning. He's doing a great job. I'm proud to support him. If we expect perfectness for him to get everything done, we're crazy. He's got to compromise. They hate him because he is so successful. He's taken power back from unelected multinationals, back to the people. That process is happening. It's why they're panicking. But I sit there and I look at the wholesale demonization, the news saying we're allowed to remove him, trying to mainline a coup d'etat. That really concerns me. And again, that certifies how good he is. I think Trump's biggest threat is not being himself, but also us demanding he be Jesus Christ delivering perfect nirvana on a golden platter, you know, with a silver spoon. It's up to us to be the bulldogs here and to enforce this. His biggest Achilles heel is that we're not still enthusiastic enough backing the untold victories we've had, like a great Supreme Court justice, like a TPP dead, like a $3 trillion in the stock market, like 43% down in illegals coming in, on and on and on.
Well, Alex, you know, let's put this in some perspective. You had Bill Clinton, who was a serial rapist, who assaulted numerous women, yet we're saying Donald Trump is mentally unfit? But let's think about that for just a moment. This is a classic where they want to remove the president, not because of his actions or his manners, but because of his beliefs. He so threatens the New World Order. He so threatens the fact that they now have to connive and scheme and plot to get anything done, whereas before, you know, under Obama, under Clinton, under the Bushes, they had their agenda at every step of the way. So the people who run this country for 30 years are not going to go away easily, and they culturally despise Donald Trump. This is an elitist phenomena.
Exactly. They don't like the image of a man standing up and the people standing up. So even if he rolled over, they're going to destroy him. And again, Trump understands that, right, Roger? I mean, I love his family, Ivanka and others. Love them to death. Don't they get kissing the ass of this system is going to destroy them? That shows weakness. I mean, look at Bill Maher and all them turning on her as soon as she sells her dad out. Hasn't she figured out disloyalty is the kiss of death?
Well, look, I'm going to defend both Ivanka and Jared only in the sense that the bad advice they keep giving the president, the attempts to moderate him, as she put it in the New York Times, the idea of coming to grips.
Yeah, Ivanka, we didn't hire you to moderate your dad, sweetheart. Sorry.
No, I don't want a moderated Donald Trump. I want the guy we elected. That's not he doesn't need any moderation. We need the real Trump. I say let Trump be Trump. That's the success.
In fact, I want him to be more aggressive than the campaign.
Well, it's only when he's talked into being timid or into pulling back that they don't do well. The president was elected for a reason on a set of
Remember
ideas.
The first debate where he was nice to Hillary and lost it?
Exactly right. So I think that we're now in a situation in which those who say, oh, Jared and Ivanka can never be displaced, I'm not sure that's right. Let's see how the results of their bad advice plays out when the president unfortunately takes it.
Exactly. Let me stop you there because when you talk about you and I and us, we're all being censored. We're being blocked because we are effective, because they are scared of us. It's come out in the WikiLeaks. They're super scared of you and I. People need to follow you on Twitter, Facebook, Google, but your own website, because they can't censor that as easily. StoneColdTruth.com. You're going to be doing your own weekday show here soon, not just once a week. We're launching a larger operation in the next 2 months. People need to follow you on Twitter. They need to follow us at Real Alex Jones. They need to buy our products. They need to buy the Bill Clinton rape shirt to exercise the free speech. They need to get the new Paul Watson t-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of big specials in tomorrow. What are your other contact points, Roger?
Well, Alex, you can go to StoneZone.com, which we have now just completely redesigned, kind of archival. RogerStone.com, if you want to get my epic line of books on Johnson, Nixon, Watergate, Donald Trump, the Clintons. Now out, by the way, finally, the Bush crime family out in paperback with two new chapters. You can
sure.
Get that
We're out
Amazon.
Of time, but promise Pardon tomorrow me? You'll talk some about the big Netflix show. They're saying that's going to be the big hit of the year.
Get me Roger Stone. Kick it around tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central at InfoWars.
Can't wait for that big exclusive. Wow. That's why they hate us, folks. They know we're not scared to put the exclusives out. The big data. We got the big, 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 big sources up at the top. Thank you, Roger. Talk to you soon. Amazing person. Great job to the crew. Sorry to the other callers I didn't get to you. Dakota and John. Get back to you tomorrow if you call. I love you. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We need financial support to maintain where we're at. We got great products.